the row. He says the Yanks are coming. I hear the rifles now.
He turns around in wonder. What do you think he sees?
The Georgia Militia.
December 14th, George Washington crosses the Delaware. On this day in 1799, the greatest American statesman, George Washington, died. First in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. In France, Napoleon declared 10 days of mourning. Washington had, after all, shown the French how to do revolution. A man of great physical strength, his favourite sport was fox hunting. He had trouble with his teeth from an early age and had several sets of false teeth made, but was often in pain from toothache. Some of this distress is said to be evident in the portraits of him, including his likeness on the $1 bill. Today's poem is an oddity, a sonnet that was written in 1936 by David Shulman. It's perhaps not the greatest in style. It's an anagrammatic poem, in this case, a 14-line rhyming sonnet in which every line is an anagram of the title. The title being Washington Crossing the Delaware. That's quite an extraordinary work about an extraordinary man. And actually, the poem's not that bad.
Oh, but he gets results. I need generals who get results.
But, Mr. President, the man drinks whiskey.
A hard, howling, tossing water scene. Strong tide was washing hero clean. How cold. Weather stings as in anger. O silent night shows war ace danger. The cold waters swashing on in rage. Red coats worn slow his hint engage. When star general's action wished go, he saw his ragged continentals row. Ah, he stands. Sailor crew went going. And so this general watches rowing. He hastens. Winter again grows cold. A wet crew gain Hessian's stronghold. George can't lose war with hands in. He's astern. So go alight, crew, and win. Today I ask that I may learn from the power of example shown by upright men and women, and that I too may be an example to others.